7:53, Petula Martin has the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The Central Bank of Ireland has said it needs more extensive powers to pursue individual accountability as controversy continues over its record €4.1 million fine handed down to Davy stockbrokers. Dermot Rowland, the Director General of Financial Conduct at the Central Bank, told the Oireachtas Finance Committee yesterday that Ireland's regulatory framework requires further strengthening with regards to individual accountability. Professor Blonnet Clark is McGann Fitzgerald Chair of Corporate Law at Trinity College Dublin, and she joins us this morning. Blonnet, more enforcement powers, is that what's needed when it comes to individual accountability?
Thank you and good morning. Yes, if you look at the existing powers of the Central Bank under their administrative sanctions procedure, they actually have the power to sanction individuals. But the problem is that they can only do that if they can prove that the individuals actually participated in a breach by the firm. And after the tracker mortgage scandal, the Central Bank produced a report on culture and behaviour, and they suggested that what was needed is to break this link, to remove that impediment. And they pointed out absolutely correctly that it's inconsistent with the whole idea of individual accountability to require an individual only to be accountable if you can prove that there is a link to a firm. So they have suggested in that report a new regime, and I think that's what's required in this case.
The Central Bank pressed for progress on the introduction of a senior executive accountability regime. Is that what you're talking about? How would that work and how would it help?
Yeah, okay. Well, if you consider one of the main problems to finding somebody accountable in a firm, and that's ignorance. They claim that they were absolutely unaware of what went on, that that was somebody else's job, it wasn't theirs. And, you know, this has been described by regulators, not just here but across the world, as a sort of a willful blindness, a refusal to see, because what they're in effect trying to do is to create an accountability firewall to protect them. So the senior executive accountability regime that Central Bank are talking about, that removes that issue, because it requires all senior executives in a firm to have prescribed functions and responsibilities. And the great thing about it is that it requires them to produce a statement of responsibilities for each individual, which the Central Bank can then look at and examine. That ensures that every key function has a person beside it who stands up and is prepared to be responsible and accountable for it. It also means that the Central Bank, when they look at that statement, can see whether the person identified is actually appropriate for the job. You know, are they qualified to do what they're set out in the form? And it also comes with a statement of responsibilities by the firm itself. So this is like a map where the firm sets out all the governance and management arrangements, all the reporting lines, all the committee's terms of references. And it provides at one glimpse for the regulator a collective view, if you like, of the allocation of responsibilities. So what that means is that the Central Bank will look at these two documents and they will know immediately who is responsible for what job. And if there is a problem, there will be a name by the problem. And that makes it so much easier for the Central Bank, you know, to exercise their existing functions. It's based on a similar regime in the UK, the senior managers regime. But there are similar regimes in other jurisdictions like Australia and Singapore.
Okay, so we're awaiting legislation on that, the senior executive accountability regime. Professor Blonnet Clark, thank you for your time this morning. McGann Fitzgerald, Chair of Corporate Law at Trinity College Dublin.